Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Marrero. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Connie Marrero. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Busby steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Cohn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Runnels. Runnels fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Runnels. Avila moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grasso takes first base on ball 4. Cohn moves to third. Baker moves to second. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Marrero is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Marrero covering, for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton is hit by the pitch. Easter moves to second. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero juggles the ball. That's an error on Marrero. Easter moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Cone fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Cone. Doby goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter is walked intentionally. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Marrero covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Connie Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs misplays the ball. That's an error on Combs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Mickey Grasso. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Campos pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.